Dictation for Arturo, A-R-T-U-R-O, Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, April 4, 47, addresses a letter to Dr. Michael Stack, and also Saginaw VA, 3214085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw VA and Dr. Stack, consultation for Mr. Sanchez with progressive renal failure can accompany with Dr. Makaila, M-A-K-A-I-L-A. He has cirrhosis of the liver. With portal hypertension, ascites, denies peritonitis, question encephalopathy on treatment, prior gastrointestinal bleeding, with endoscopy, esophageal varices banding, has received blood transfusion in the past for iron deficiency anemia, variable weight in relation to ascites and paracentesis, appetite is poor, 1 meal a day and snacking, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, reflux, abdominal pain, takes lactulose, no blood melena, low energy, feeling weak, minor degree of neuropathy, no ulcers, claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, weakness but no lightheadedness, question sleep apnea, snores, stops breathing but no testing has been done yet, he's hard of hearing, orthopnea PND, bruises of the skin but no pruritus, rash, no headaches, there has been worsening edema. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, at least 20 years. Denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, coronary artery disease, heart attack, with two vessel bypass surgery back in 93. Presently follows Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, with negative testing. No TIS or a stroke, no seizures, denies kidney stones, last episode of urinary tract infection like 2 months ago. There is documented evidence of atherosclerosis and apparently small kidneys and probably renal artery stenosis, congestive heart failure with normal ejection fraction. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, two vessel bypass, esophageal varices banding, B-A-N-D-I-N, right knee scope, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported side effects to baclofen, pletal, P-L-E-T-A-L, lisinopril. Next paragraph, start smoking age 14, one pack per day, discontinued 2008. Socially alcohol, but discontinued like 40 years ago. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications. Buspar, vitamin D, Lasix, nitrates, Keppra. This was at the time of a prior trauma and sounds like subdural hematoma. Protanix, Aldacton, B-complex, Flomax, Jardiance, iron, insulin short long acting, lactulose, prior Farxiga discontinued, D-diazem discontinued. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, physical exam, 68 inches tall, 191 pounds, hard of hearing, no respiratory distress, blood pressure 110 over 60 on the right side, on the left side and not done because of the presence of a continuous glucose monitor. He is overweight. normal eye movements, no teeth, no dentures, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no gross palpable masses, no lymph nodes or thyroid, no gross JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. There is ascites, not severe, obesity of the abdomen, no gross tenderness, peritoneal signs, no gross palpable liver spleen, an area on the anterior abdomen that probably represents collateral circulation. It's a large plaque, at least 10 centimeters, about 2-3 plus bilateral edema, non-focal, no asterixis. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Today, anemia down to 7.8, low lymphocytes, low platelet count 100, MCV 89, low ferritin 13 with an iron saturation 14, kidney function worse, presently 2.1, low sodium, normal potassium acid base, low albumin, corrected calcium upper side, glucose in the 300s, normal phosphorus, PTH normal. I want to mention that creatinine has been fluctuating. 2021 was around 1.3, 2022 1.4, 1.5, 2023 1.4, 2024 between 1.4 and 1.5. The last part of 2024 fluctuating as high as 2.3. with fluctuating levels below that. Last A1C 7.7, before around 8. Prior ammonia has been elevated back in August 45. Last paracentesis in August. CT scan abdomen and pelvis with countries August. Lungs were clear. There is liver cirrhosis. Core bladder absent. Spleen enlarged. Kidneys appear atrophic. No obstruction. No urinary retention. There is evidence for renal artery stenosis, also celiac artery, superior mesenteric artery disease, the presence of ascites, extensive vascular varices, abdominal wall, umbilical vein. Prior MRI of the brain, no acute process. There is a last echo, January of this year. Ejection fraction was normal. Grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Right ventricle considered normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease. Right now, the most important factor is the presence of cirrhosis of the liver with portal hypertension and ascites. No documented kidney obstruction, although kidneys are small, and there is evidence for renal artery stenosis, apparently severe on the right side. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. It has evidence of iron deficiency, which appears to be active. It's going to need intravenous iron and probably a repeat EGD to make sure that there is no microscopic bleeding. There is a strong component of hepatorenal. Prior urine sample do not show severe proteinuria. The last one appears a component of infection. Before, no presence of blood or cells. He has also uncontrolled diabetes. We will continue to monitor. No indication for dialysis. Chemistry is on a regular basis. End of dictation.